At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Was.
Oh, who it was. And also joining us, Jeremy Barnum. He is the Chief Public Affairs Officer of the National Park Service. We're going to talk to him about this hike, this potential hike in the fees to go to the National Park. 6 o'clock, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL,
a Cumulus station.
News.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The Fairfax County School Board believes it has found justice for Jeb Stuart High School.
The motion carries.
It took more than 4 hours of debate, but in the end, the word justice is what the school board came up with on a 7-4 vote to replace the name of the Confederate War General. Sandra Evans was a prime supporter.
Today we are writing a wrong of the past.
The change will not take effect until 2019. For now, school officials are tasked with devising a plan to make the change.
We just wrote an $800,000 or something like that blank check.
Board member Elizabeth Schultz blasted her colleagues for ordering the fix without a plan to pay for it. John Matthews on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Newly released government files on the assassination of President John F. Kennedy show authorities madly chasing after tips, however thin, in the days after the shooting in Dallas. But no big revelations have been found in the documents so far. President Trump is delaying the release of hundreds of other documents, though, because of national security concerns. Some nasty rainy weather is coming this weekend, says National Weather Service forecaster Ray Martin.
Not all the details are, you know, well-defined yet, but right now we're looking at a period or maybe two periods of moderate to heavy rain Saturday night into Sunday. Could be an inch or two of rain, maybe locally more. And it could come down pretty hard for a period.
On the upside, Martin says that rain will not become snow. It's just too warm for that. The D.C. Council is making plans for a statue honoring the late Marion Barry outside the Wilson Building. Council member and former Mayor Vince Gray is among those supporting the idea.
It is the right thing, Mr. Chairman, to do to celebrate the life, the accomplishments, and the contributions of the man who became known as the Mayor for Life, and that is Marion Barry Jr. So I look forward to being able to cast what I expect to be, hope to be, a unanimous vote.
Supporters would like the statue in place by next March, in time to mark Marion Barry's birthday. In Baltimore, there's still controversy over statues that the city has taken down. The Maryland Historical Trust is reiterating its position that Baltimore city officials didn't have the authority to take down three Confederate monuments over the summer.
Trust Director Elizabeth Hughes says that while the trust will not concede that it lacks the authority to reinstall the statues, the best way forward is to work cooperatively towards a mutual resolution that likely includes relocating the monuments. Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh ordered the statues removed in August, saying her decision was justified because she was worried about public safety after protests over Confederate statues in other states turned violent. The trust is now asking the city to work together to secure a safe place for them to be relocated. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A judge in Montgomery County has sent a Bethesda woman back to prison for violating her parole for a drunk driving accident that killed two people. 33-year-old Kelly Luz was convicted in a 2009 accident. After she was paroled, she got her license back, but that what was required to use an ignition interlock. And recently, Luz had attempted to drive drunk again. The judge has now sent her back to prison for 16 years. And Montgomery County State's Attorney John McCarthy says that was the right thing to do.
The bottom line, this boils down to public safety. If she can't control her conduct, we can't make the people in this community safe.
And the D.C. woman who threw a cup of urine on a Metro bus driver has pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor assault charge. Now 38-year-old Opal Brown faces up to 6 months in jail, a $1,000 fine, or both. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 23,401, the Nasdaq at 65,57. Sports, the Caps lose in Vancouver. The Ravens win big over Miami, but lose Joe Flacco, who has a concussion. The Wizards are at Golden State tonight, and it's Dodgers-Astros tonight in World Series Game 3. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Redskins and WMAL together again, every game, home and away, all season long. The Washington Redskins.
Redskins touchdown.
On AM 630 WMAL.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic, 571-350-3520, or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
Have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this traffic update now sponsored by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. Our busiest area right now, Baltimore-Washington Parkway. So commuters, if you're heading northbound, actually have a couple of problems. Right as you come off of the Beltway, that's where the crash on the exit. Then north of 193, that one sits to the shoulder. The active accident is still going to be northbound BW Parkway after you pass the exit for Powder Mill Road, but before you get to 197 Laurel. And I'm definitely seeing those delays here north pushing out of Greenbelt. So be prepared. Southbound side, you're doing okay through that whole area, through Laurel and Greenbelt. I'm not seeing much of any backups. 95 northbound side, that's an option for you. That's running without delay either direction between 198 and the Beltway. Heading in through town. Now, for 295, here we come. Some of the volume past Benning Road and East Capitol Street, but that seems to be about the thick of it. Great time to get going on the Southeast Southwest Freeway. I'm not seeing any delays out of Virginia. Looks good across the 14th Street Bridge, 11th Street Bridge, nice and quiet. Attention diabetics, now you can get your testing supplies delivered to your home. Free delivery and a free meter. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline, 800-808-5181, 800-808-5181. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
May not be frost for all, but most thunder frost advisories through mid-morning. We'll go through today with sunshine, a few high clouds, 69. Dry day tomorrow, then rain starts rolling in tomorrow night. We may have some heavy rain tomorrow night into at least a part of Sunday with some gusty winds. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 43 in Alexandria, 36 and only 43 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. What have we learned so far from the just-released JFK files? See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
Good morning, it's Friday. Joining us in about half an hour, Jeremy Barnum. He is the Chief of Public Affairs for the National Park Service. We'll discuss that proposed rate hike with him at 7:45. The voice of the Redskins, Larry Michael, at 8:05. Steve Moore to talk about the budget vote and the latest on tax reform. At 8:15, Elizabeth Schultz will be with us to give us an update on the Jeb Stuart High name change. I'll tell you what they decided on. And at 8:35, Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel. I am Mary Walter with Vince Colonese.
Good morning. The President of the United States announcing yesterday a nationwide public health emergency on opioids. Stepped up to the microphone at the White House. Here's Melania Trump, though, was the first up introducing the president. And she had some remarks on all of this. And I think kind of sort of the emotionality of this announcement was the big feature. Here's Melania as she began.
Thank you all for being here today. It touches my heart to see the many familiar faces of the people I have been lucky to get to know over the last few months. Thank you for the time and strength it takes for each of you to tell your stories. We are here today because of your courage.
She went on to say that millions of Americans are suffering.
The opioid epidemic has affected more than 2 million Americans nationwide, and sadly, the number continues to rise. We lost more than 175 Americans to overdoses every day.
Every day.
And millions more are struggling with addiction.
Yeah, I mean, those the numbers are huge. I was actually genuinely struck by 175 a day to opioid ODs. So that's incredible figures there. Melania went on and she said, you know, we talk about like the people we lose, the adults, but what about the children as well?
As many of you know, addiction affects children in many different ways. And I have recently taken a larger interest in what I can do to help fight this epidemic.
So the president then steps up to the microphone and they announced a couple things here. The public health emergency, which, and this is sort of, there's a difference here between declaring something a public health emergency versus a national emergency. And it's a matter of funding. If you declared a national emergency, you can tap into Stafford Act funding. And instead here, this is what they're doing is they're going to work with Congress on an end of your budget deal. And then in that framework, talk about getting more money at some point in the future, Axios reports. The declaration will last 90 days, this public health declaration, and can be renewed every 90 days if necessary. It expands access to telemedicine services, which allows people to make temporary appointments with specialists who can be deployed to address the opioid crisis under this declaration. It also gives the Department of Labor the ability to issue grants to provide displaced workers with new opportunities via worker displacement programs. And then on this list of things, we also have certain HIV/AIDS programs will shift funds to provide more substance abuse treatment to people who are already eligible for these programs. So this is really sort of knocking out some restrictions, expanding access to already available programs. The president said a bunch of things here, but I want to start with what he said about his brother, because this is cut eight. The president of the United States talking about his brother, Fred Trump, who struggled with alcoholism, and basically how that addiction affected the president's life.
Don't drink. Don't drink. He was substantially older, and I listened to him, and I respected, but he would constantly tell me, don't drink. He'd also add, don't smoke. But he would say it over and over and over again. And to this day, I've never had a drink.
Basically making it relatable, understanding, look, there's addiction that goes on in the opioid crisis. He had his brother struggling with alcoholism, died from that. And to this day, the president of the United States, not a drinker, as most people know. He does not consume alcohol at all because of that experience. And I think, you know, a lot of people, including the president's critics, walked away from that yesterday kind of touched by how personal he was about this crisis. The dealing with the opioid crisis, by the way, cuts across partisan lines. Democrats and Republicans alike would like to see him go after this, although there was some criticism yesterday that he's not opening up more federal funding, that he don't have that national emergency declared, that instead this is considered a nationwide public health emergency. But then he went on to talk about sort of how we address this with young people. And this was subject to some criticism, too. Listen to this part.
The fact is, if we can teach young people and people generally not to start, it's really, really easy not to take them. And I think that's going to end up being our most important thing.
Okay, so teaching young people not to start. Of course, I don't know how you could question that. Yet there were people yesterday going, well, remember the drug war? Just say no? How well did that work? The criticism being that the Just Say No campaigns, the idea that we tell our kids don't do this, DARE programs, etc., has not been a success. The war on drugs has not been a success. So people tutting the president for saying, for even beginning to go down the road of we should encourage our children not to begin using drugs. Kind of think that we can have a married effort here. You should probably tell your kids not to use drugs. I think we should all agree on that.
Absolutely. And listen, you know, I try to back this president up. I look at the amount of money, trillions and trillions of dollars that have been spent on the quote unquote war on drugs. This generation, we all know, how do people not know not to do drugs? And people say, well, opioids are different because people get them for legitimate, you know, for after surgery or something like that, and they get hooked on them. I'm sorry, but as a grown adult, if you feel a need to continue to take the drug, that there's your wake up call right there to flush them down the toilet. Well, you're not supposed to do that, but take them to, you know, like the police station, drop them off. They'll take them and say, look, I can't take these. I gotta give these away. And you do that. Be a responsible adult. You can't legislate personal responsibility, and you can throw as much money at it as you want. We're gonna have one drug epidemic after the other. We had the crack epidemic in like the 90s. Now it's opioids. It's gonna be something else in 10 years, and it's never gonna stop. And throwing more money at it, I don't think is the answer. It's reactive, not proactive.
All right, here's one more clip here. This is the president addressing a specific opioid they're going after.
The U.S. Postal Service and the Department of Homeland Security are strengthening the inspection of packages coming into our country to hold back the flood of cheap and deadly fentanyl, a synthetic opioid manufactured in China and 50 times stronger than heroin. And in 2 weeks, I will be in China with President Xi, and I will mention this as a top priority.
The president also saying that they'll be pushing non-addictive painkillers. So a lot going on at the White House yesterday as they try to take on the opioid epidemic, and the president continuing to have a focus on that.
I just fear that this is going to wind up like everything else. They're going to enact a law where it's impossible to get, and the law-abiding people can't get it because somebody out there is going to use it improperly, so nobody else can have it. All right, 6:15 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, guys, and the Baltimore, Washington Parkway. Boy, we've been busy. We had three separate accidents. One remains, though. Overall, northbound. This is where all three accidents happened, between Greenbelt and Powder Mill Road. So just north of the Beltway, we do have the stop and go. The latest accident was near Powder Mill Road. It just crowds the right lane, so that's mostly confined to the shoulder. So starting to downsize a bit. No problems to report. 95. You know, you look good coming down from Route 100 down to the Beltway. Not seeing much of any backups at all. So enjoying that trip. Starting to see a little bit of stop and go just as you pass New Hampshire Avenue, heading around through to Silver Spring, but nothing reported along the way. Hey, Virginia, you're great on the Beltway. Annandale, Tyson's, that whole trip without any problems. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, we have a frost advisory in effect until 9 a.m. Today, lots of sunshine, high of 69. Tonight, clear skies, a low of 52. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds in the morning. It's going to get cloudier as the day goes on. We'll have a high of 71. For Sunday, mainly cloudy and rainy, potential for heavy rainfall and highs in the upper 50s. Currently in our nation's capital, 45 degrees at 617 on WMAL.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Wednesday in Fairfax or Thursday in Bethesda. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative Reservoir Trust. Free for WMAL listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Mentioned that the United States showing a show of force to North Korea. How did that happen? Well, General Mattis went to the demilitarized zone last night and got a chance to stare into the heart of North Korea. General Mattis, this already happened earlier this year. Remember, Mike Pence, the vice president of the United States, went to the DMZ. And now we've got Jim Mattis, the defense secretary, going, who went, technically it was Friday morning their time, to the heavily fortified border between North and South Korea, of course known as the DMZ. He was briefed, ABC News reports, at that location by the South Korean defense minister, Song Young-mu, and also the joint security area commander for the United States and his South Korean counterpart. They were all there as well. And he was briefed by these guys who gave a history of the battles that have been fought there, and he also got an overview of that area. While he was there, General Mattis accused North Korea of building their nuclear arsenal to, quote, threaten others with catastrophe, and said that they remain, of course, committed to disarming North Korea and taking the nuclear weapons out of their hands. We have a little bit of Jim Mattis here. I believe this is from North Korea from this visit. Our goal is not war, he says.
And as the U.S. Secretary of State Tillerson has made clear, our goal is not war, but rather the complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
He said, we stand shoulder to shoulder with you and the Korean people in confronting the threats posed by the Kim Jong-un regime. I am kind of both amused and encouraged by General Mattis visiting the DMZ. There was some question yesterday whether or not he would. He did. And showing up and kind of staring into North Korea. Those are always, despite the fact that it seems like kind of almost like, I think it's being made conventional by the Obama administration, by the Trump administration now. You've got Mike Pence doing it. You've got Jim Mattis doing it. It still feels like a tense moment to see images of Americans standing there with South Korean troops on their side, staring at the North Koreans on the opposite side who are looking back as all of this is happening, and kind of just everything's just one big stare down. So I always enjoy kind of getting a chance to look at the pictures of these things.
Well, it's very reminiscent of East and West Berlin during, you know, before there was a united Germany, when you had East Germany and West Germany. You would see those Checkpoint Charlie. You'd see the, you know, the American soldiers staring over at the German soldiers and the Germans, you know, East German soldiers staring back at the Western German soldiers. So
yeah, it's pretty, and
very reminiscent. Same thing.
Now, the next question is, when the president goes in a week to on his official trip to Asia, will he visit the DMZ?
I don't.
Will President Trump visit the demilitarized zone in North Korea? Come on, let's just take some bets now. What do you think?
I don't think so.
No?
I'm going no. I think you leave it with Mattis being there, because he's just, as we've said earlier in the show, James Mattis is just that guy. He's just so calm. So, but you know, he can take you out in a second. You know what I mean? Like, you just know he could take you out. He's that guy.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at
night.
He does have a special ability.
Just leave it at that.
Although, when President Trump was speaking to reporters this week, he was asked about whether or not he would go to the demilitarized zone, and he said, well, quote, well, I'd rather not say, but you'll be surprised. Okay, so now what do you think? Do you think he goes, or do you think he avoids it?
This is one of those things that President Trump says and floats out there just to get people talking. It's exactly what he does, because he knows the media is going to pick it up and go, oh my gosh, he's going to go to the DMZ.
He wouldn't be the first. Past presidents have visited the area. And by the way, the White House said a couple days ago he's likely not to visit. but I love that they're meandering on his intent. They're not going to give a clear picture here. Clearly, for security reasons, you would want to do that. Like, you don't want to tell North Korea the president of the United States will be standing within proximity of your border. But at the same time, I kind of think he's going to do it.
Do you?
I do.
Well, McKay and I say no, so we'll have to. I'm seeing a dollar wager on this one, kids.
There's a dollar on this. There's a dollar. I've got $2 to give to the people in this studio if I lose on this question. But I think the president shows up at the DMZ.
We'll have to wait and see. Ha ha. Get DM. Never mind. 622 on WMAL.
NextEra Energy is America's third largest capital investor in infrastructure, and they're paving the way for America's energy era. Learn more at nexteraenergy.com.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I love this time of year. I really do. Nothing's better than lying in bed on a cool, crisp autumn night and drifting off to a quiet, restful night's sleep. But if you or a loved one have sleep apnea, the sounds of snoring may be echoing throughout the whole house. CPAP is typically used as the first line of treatment for sleep apnea, but studies show up to 50% of people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now there's a silent, mask-free treatment option available right here in Washington. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need. Inspire is FDA approved and currently offered at more than 100 leading medical centers across the country. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and find a doctor who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away at InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
The stock market has hit an all-time high more than 35 times so far this year. What will it do next? And what should you do about it with your investments? Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show. Don't let the stock market determine whether you can retire or stay retired. I invite you to our fun and informative seminar, Preparing for Retirement, to show you how you can get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts, in Social Security benefits, and by handling your beneficiary designations correctly. These three strategies can help you enjoy a secure and financially successful retirement. You can choose from seminars in Fairfax, Reston, and Leesburg the week of October 30, weeknights at 7, Saturday at 11. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Sportsmen, hunters, gun enthusiasts. Hi, it's Chris Plant. Join Atlantic Guns in Silver Spring for their annual fall sale this Sunday from 10 to 4. One day only, factory pricing on rifles, shotguns, handguns, optics, and more. Closeouts, blems, overstocks are all priced to sell. Plus, meet Smith & Wesson and Ruger factory reps. Great door prizes, and Atlantic Guns will also offer free firearm safety inspections. Call Atlantic Guns now at 800-589-GUNS or visit AtlanticGuns.com.
6:25, time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, and a good morning to you, Jamie.
Good morning. Hey, it's Friday. How can it not be? All right, let's go Baltimore Washington Parkway. That's where we've been struggling with a couple incidents. You're slow northbound, leaving Greenbelt toward Powder Mill Road. That's the scene of the crash, right? Lane crowded, trying to get all that confined to the shoulder. On the southbound side through there, no delay in Laurel. Pushing down the Greenbelt to the Beltway looks fabulous. On 270, earlier incident had been in Urbana. Gone and gone are the delays. But I want you to watch because you're up at speed coming out of the Frederick area, down past 85 of the Monocacy, and right in that stretch, a report of a broken down car. So we don't want that to become a crash. And I don't have a lane. So again, southbound on 270 as you come out of Frederick at 85. Now, Virginia, 66, nice quiet run. A little bit of volume starts to form in Centerville. Same story with 95, just a little bit of the volume as well as you head over the Occoquan there. Update is sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Know someone with a drug or alcohol problem will get help within 24 hours. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-430-4149, 800-430-4149. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances way up tomorrow night into Sunday. Lots of sunshine with high clouds today. Frost advisory covers most this morning, although some of us don't have frost. 69 with that sun this afternoon. Then a rain will start rolling in tomorrow night into Sunday. Maybe some heavy rain. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 45 degrees at 627 on WMAL. Sad news. I'm sorry to be the bearer of sad news, but the National Park Service has rejected the plans to install a 45-foot tall sculpture of a nude woman on the National Mall. I know we're all looking forward to it.
Not everybody thinks that's sad. Some people are probably encouraged that we won't have a giant naked woman standing next to the Washington Monument.
I was looking forward to it. I don't know about you. I think it'd be a great thing to take the kids to, you know. In a statement issued yesterday, the Park Service said it denied the organizers of the Catharsis on the Mall permission to install the statue because it would likely damage the mall's turf and soil. So we can discuss this further with Jeremy Barnum. He'll be joining us coming up next, Chief of Public Affairs for the National Park Service. So, well, we'll find out from him. Why? Why do you hate 45-foot tall naked women?
It would be kind of a confusing monument. That's true.
That's very true. 627 on WMAL.
MS-13 is terrorizing Northern Virginia communities, yet liberal Dante Tanner wants to create sanctuary cities that could put dangerous illegal immigrants into our communities and put families at risk. Dante Tanner is wrong for Virginia. Tim Hugo will stop the creation of sanctuary cities and continue to fight for a stronger, safer Virginia. Keep Tim Hugo working for our community. Vote Tim Hugo for delegate on November 7th.
Paid for and authorized by Friends of Tim Hugo.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Get 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic or High Mileage Motor Oil and a K&N oil filter for just $29.99. Speed Perks members also get a $5 email reward. Go to Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores to take advantage of this great offer while it lasts. Advance Auto Parts, where oil is priced like it should be.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
Our national parks have a funding problem. How do we fix it? Well, you may be fixing it. You may be paying to fix it. We'll tell you how. We're going to discuss that with Jeremy Barnum. He is the chief of public affairs for the National Park Service. And we'll find out how this plan is going to work and whether it's feasible to fix all the problems. 630 WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Mervis Diamond Importers. Justice High School is what the Fairfax County School Board has voted to rename the school formerly known as Jeb Stuart High. Supporters say the new name, Justice High, embodies the spirit of those who have fought for equal rights. Board member Sandra Evans introduced the name.
Today we are righting a wrong of the past and a school system that dragged its heels on integration.
The 7-4 vote by the board came after hours of debate and 2 years of controversy. So far, no blockbuster revelations in the hundreds of newly released documents on the JFK assassination.
Among the new findings, the CIA considered mafia hits on Cuban President Fidel Castro, and the FBI got a death threat for Lee Harvey Oswald one day before he was killed. Some documents remain classified, possibly to be released in 2018. Clint Hill was a Secret Service agent on the day President Kennedy was killed. He says the data needs to get out.
The more material they hold back, the more suspicious people become that they're hiding something.
I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Saturday night and Sunday, we could get some pretty messy weather, forecasters say. National Weather Service meteorologist Ray Martin says rain is likely from late Saturday into Sunday, and temperatures will stay chilly.
They're not going to warm up too much on Sunday, probably staying in the 50s and maybe even dropping back into the 40s as the day goes on. But nothing really unusually cool for October.
And he says it will not get cold enough to snow. A D.C. woman now faces up to 6 months in jail and up to a $1,000 fine after pleading guilty to tossing a cup of urine on a Metro bus driver. 38-year-old Opal Brown pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor assault charge. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 23,401, the Nasdaq at 65,57. Sports sponsored by Fios by Verizon, an embarrassing blowout loss for the Caps in Vancouver. The Ravens shut out Miami, but Joe Flacco suffers a concussion. The Wizards take on the Warriors tonight, and it's Dodgers-Astros Game 3 tonight in Houston. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Get Fios Gigabit Connection with downloads up to 940 meg with TV and phone for $79.99 a month. Online for 1 year plus taxes and fees. Switch at FiosGigabit.com and see how you can get HBO or a multi-room DVR service included for 2 years with a two-year agreement.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. Love is complicated. Buying a diamond shouldn't be. So our sales consultants are trained to make things easy. They explain diamond grading in a way that makes sense. And they demonstrate the differences so pricing becomes simple to understand. At Mervis Diamonds, your personal consultant will spend as much time as you like helping you select. That way, you get the right diamond. A fine quality diamond with natural beauty that cannot be tamed. The only thing our diamonds won't do is simply blend in. Each Mervis diamond makes its own statement. And all at a far, far lower price than you'd expect. At Mervis, you get ideal quality, old world service, and value not available anywhere else. That's why Mervis is the first name in diamonds. So if she loves diamonds, you'll love Mervis. Financing is available. Mervis Diamond Importers. Appointments preferred. Call 1-800-HER-LOVE or go online to mervisdiamond.com.
Do you speak Social Security? Not many of us do, but the people at the Social Security office are going to be throwing a lot of new terms at you when you show up to claim your benefits. Terms like deferring, suspending, and recalculating, just to name a few. Confused? Don't be, because Abe Abish of Abish Financial Services does speak Social Security, and he's happy to translate. Abe and his wife Shelley are inviting you to a complimentary dinner where he'll explain the things you need to know to not only make claiming your benefits easier, but also how to maximize those benefits. Join Abe Dave and Shelley on Tuesday, November 7th or Wednesday, November 8th at Loudon's Best Fine Dining Restaurant. Of course, you'll be their guest and you'll learn some things that can potentially increase the amount of your monthly benefits. Make reservations by calling 571-577-9968 or online at retirementkeyradio.com.
Abish Financial is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities, offered through Abraham Abish. Virginia Insurance Number 557-877.
Nowadays, there's a whole world of information at our fingertips. And here at America's leading chocolate and candy companies, we think that's something to celebrate. Chocolate and candy have always been a treat. And now, we're making it even easier for people to get more information about the treats they love. Over the next few years, we'll be providing consumers with more options in smaller sizes with clear calorie labels right on the front of the pack. Learn more at alwaysatreat.com.
Chris Plant here to talk about the 2017 Chevrolet Bolt EV, the all-electric vehicle that can go 238 miles on a full charge. With the latest technologies, connectivity, and a roomy interior, it really is the complete package designed for your everyday driving needs. And now the Chevy Bolt EV is the winner of the Green Car Journal's Green Car of the Year Award for 2017. Check out the Chevy Bolt EV today. It's not just a great electric car, it's a great car.
6:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Morning rush hour. We're off to a pretty decent start around the Capitol Beltway. Slowest stretch I'm checking out everywhere is Maryland, College Park to Silver Spring, but lanes are reported open. All right, 50 through Annapolis and Bowie. Wonderful. Looks good up through to the Beltway. It's now through Chevrolet. We're really starting to bog down with this crash in on 50 as you come past. It looks like Columbia Park Road before you get the split for New York Kenilworth Avenue. So still watch for police there. Baltimore Washington Parkway. That's been our tough spot this morning. We've had three separate accidents. The one that remains, and they were all northbound between Greenbelt and Powder Mill Road. The one just as you merge on from Powder Mill Road along the right side. They were just crowding the right lane. For southbound side of the BW Parkway, you're looking good down through that stretch. And a heads up on 95. Crash reported. Southbound 95. Oh, yes. And I'm definitely seeing the delays here. South of 216, right near the Broken Bridge Road overpass there before you get to 198. So alert and the slowdowns there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Very good looking Friday. Frost advisories will go away this morning. Patchy areas of frost around. Lots of sunshine with high clouds at 69. Tonight, 52. Tomorrow, 71, becoming mostly cloudy. Low pressure going up the coast. Steady rain tomorrow night. Rainy on Sunday, especially in the first half of the day. Some heavy rain, highs in the upper 50s. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 35 in Springfield, 36 in Germantown, 45 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning, happy Friday. Hey, coming up on the show at 7:45, Larry Michael, voice of the Redskins. There's a big game coming up. We'll talk to him about that. And at 8:05, Steve Moore from the Heritage Foundation. Talk to him about the budget vote, the latest on the tax reform. 8:15, it's Elizabeth Schultz to update us on the Jeb Stuart High School name change vote. And at 8:35, from the Fox News Channel, it is Brett Baer. I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colonnese.
Well, good morning. I'll talk to you about the NFL. And not about Joe Flacco taking a nasty shot last night as he got his cage rattled, had to leave the game. He slid. And it was just bad. So anyway, good luck, Joe Flacco, going through a concussion protocol. You've got this new polling out from the Fox News channel, the Fox News company. They say that positive views of the NFL are now down 18 points since 2013. They've just absolutely plummeted in terms of their approval rating. Go back to October of 2013. Favorable view of the NFL among poll respondents, 64%. That's pretty good. 64%, that's about as much as you can get anybody to agree on anything other than General Mattis being awesome. So 64% of America say we're in favor of the NFL. 19% unfavorable. This is in October of 2013. Now, here are the numbers. Just 46% have a favorable view of the NFL. 41% have an unfavorable view. And then the can't rate category, 13%. So the majority of respondents either have an unfavorable or don't have an opinion on the NFL, which is not good if you're a business that depends on being highly likable. In the case of the NFL, that's their policy, that's their plan, or you would think. But I think these national anthem protests have really dragged them down, Mary.
I can't agree with you more. However, unless you start hitting them in the wallet, they don't care. I know people who have season passes who just don't go to the games. I thought, well, they don't care about you because you still paid for your season tickets. So as long as they get the money, they don't care if you're sitting in the seat or not because you've already given them your money. I have other friends. I know someone who is a season ticket holder and loves his team, hates the protests, decries it every weekend, still goes to the games. So, you know, you can be against it, but as long as you, if you don't hit him in the wall, I don't think they care. And I don't think the NFL will ever admit that it has anything to do with the protests.
But I think there's a lot of people in good faith who like to compartmentalize this, though, who enjoy the NFL regardless. And they're like, whatever. I mean, look, everywhere, if you're a conservative, especially, everywhere you go is infected by nonsense that violates your worldview. Hollywood, now sports, it's just everywhere. So the questions are, do you disconnect entirely? Do you say, okay, I'm just going to throw my hands up and not be a part of this? Or you just compartmentalize and you're like, look, whatever. I don't care about your dumb opinions. In fact, like, think about, there was a profile of Chris Christie written a couple years ago, and it's hilarious because the profiler goes with Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey, to a Bruce Springsteen concert. And while they're there, Christie is raving about literally everything happening during the concert, except for when Bruce starts to lecture everyone about his liberal politics. And he turns to the profiler who's with him, and he says, this is the part we don't pay attention to. This is the part we just ignore. But everything else I love about this guy. And I feel like a lot of people have that position on the NFL, which is just, I'm going to ignore this nonsense part. This is the part I don't care about. It doesn't matter to me. I'm here to be entertained. Thrill me with your performance.
Yeah. Friends who are huge Springsteen. I was a huge Springsteen fan. Huge. Huge Springsteen fan. Like crazy. My mother was worried about me for a while. And I got lectured one too many times at a concert in Atlantic City. I will never forget it because he launched into war because it was George Bush. And he lectured on that and launched into war. What is it good for him? You're like, you know what, dude? I'm so done with you. I just can't anymore. Limousine liberals make me crazy because they're so hypocritical. And I thought, why am I giving this man my money? So I haven't paid to go to a Springsteen concert since then. I've gone, but I haven't paid.
Yeah, we played Nationals I saw that last year. Let's get away from Springsteen and back to the NFL. We're so easily drawn into the boss. The downward shift is biggest among Republicans for the NFL, obviously. They're down 37 points among Republicans in terms of favorability. Whites, 23 points. Men, 23 points. Independents, 14 points. Massive double-digit drops in those categories. But majorities of Democrats and non-whites continue to have a favorable view of the NFL. So now the NFL is divisive. Now the NFL is separating us into racial categories and party categories. Yeah, that's not a good thing.
It's like everything. You know, I can't speak for everybody else, but as you said or when you started this out, being more conservative, our worldview is violated every single day, and we have this opposing view foisted upon us, everything. You can't even go for some kind of entertainment anymore without being told what a horrible person you are. And I think people get tired of that after a while. You can ignore it for a while, and let's face it, NFL's only in the beginning during the national anthem. After that, the game's great.
Well, listen to these anthem numbers. So the NFL, that was with the approval rating. Let's talk about the anthem protests. Republicans, 88% of Republicans say these anthem protests are inappropriate to kneel during the national anthem. Just 12% say it's appropriate. Democrats, 67% say appropriate. 27% say inappropriate. This is incredible, the breakdown here. And by the way, women split 50-50.
Wow. So interesting. This is a very, very interesting times in which we live. Let's just leave it at that. 6:43 on WMAL.
It's fall. Time to gear up and get ready at Cabela's Big Buck Days. Come in now and save $50 on Savage Arms 11 and 111 Trophy Hunter XP Bolt Action Rifle Scope Packages. Cabela's Big Buck Days, in store and at Cabela's.com.
you've read these articles about star athletes or Hollywood actors. They've got these nutritionists, right? Can you imagine? Have you ever thought to yourself, you know, I would be in the best shape if I had someone whose sole job it was is to plan out my meals, my breakfast, my snacks, my lunches, my dinners, measure my results on a weekly basis, hold me accountable if I go off the plan that they put forward, keep me in line, right? Keep me from failing. Well, that's exactly what you get when you sign up with EMP 180 Weight Loss. You know, you're going to learn to eat right with a simple, easy-to-follow plan from expert food coaches. This is all they do. We turn to experts all the time for our taxes, to sell our homes, to fix our cars, to manage our money. What about our nutrition and our health? It's the most effective way to proactively keep healthy. EMP 180 Weight Loss will provide that plan for you. Get that weight off. Keep it off for life. They're in Tyson's Corner and Rockville now. EMP180WeightLoss.com. EMP180WeightLoss.com. Or give them a call for a free consultation. 855-888-0180.
Getting ready to downsize? Find out when to sell or buy a home in 2017 with Eric Stewart's must-read report. Call 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com and download the free market-ready guide. Get Eric's invaluable tips on decluttering and prepping your house in the right sizing guide. Call him now at 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. Call Eric today and get moving tomorrow.
I'm a salesman. I've pounded the pavement 35 years, literally. My legs ached, my feet hurt. I heard an advertisement on the radio for the Good Feet Store, and I said, what can I lose?
For over 20 years, we've helped people like Val enjoy their work again without letting their feet get in the way.
What a difference with these arch supports. My name's Val, and that's my Good Feet story.
See what we can do for you with a free personalized arch support fitting at the Good Feet Store.
Rockville Pike in the Wintergreen Plaza or in Vienna at 123 and Park.
6:45 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland, Interstate 95, that's where we're busy if you're heading between, say, Route 32 and 198. Delays are just south of 32. The crash before you get to 198, and two right lanes are blocked, so a lot of activity there. So a lot of flashing lights. Caution as you head through that stretch. Now, if you're coming south out of Columbia on 29, and no delays if you're opting for that into Burtonsville. So far, so good. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, our heaviest stretch right now will be northbound. As you leave the Beltway through Greenbelt up toward Powder Mill Road, crash to the shoulder. Now as we head on 50, Chevrolet commuters heading inbound inside the Beltway. Before you get to the split for New York, Kenilworth Avenue, they were trying to clear that crash completely, but you might still see some activity. I still see some delays there for you, unfortunately. Virginia Beltway, quiet start, 66, no incidents reported. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Very good looking Friday. Frost advisories will go away this morning. Patchy areas of frost around. Lots of sunshine with high clouds at 69. Tonight, 52. Tomorrow, 71, becoming mostly cloudy. Low pressure going up the coast. Steady rain tomorrow night. Winds start to pick up, too. Rainy on Sunday, especially in the first half of the day. Some heavy rain. Highs in the upper 50s. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, it is 45 degrees at 647 on WMAL.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you in the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
Let's check back in on the governor's race in Virginia and what's going on there. The president of the United States jumping in again yesterday. So remember a little bit, I think it was a couple weeks ago, he announced his support for Ed Gillespie. Mike Pence has been to the state supporting Ed Gillespie in his run against Ralph Northam. And yesterday, the president tweeting around 10 o'clock in the morning, Ed Gillespie will turn the really bad Virginia economy numbers around and fast. Strong on crime, he might even save our great statues and heritage. So the president not shying away from any of those controversies, saying, you know, Gillespie could be the guy to preserve them, preserve the statues, preserve the heritage.
Well, President Trump made it quite clear that he didn't believe in tearing these statues down because he believes in, as you said, as he said, they're preserving history. And I agree with that. I don't think you just tear down history with which you disagree at this point, because by today's standards and today's eyes, that was wrong. So we just throw it out from the public square. You will constantly be doing that because every generation is going to come along, judge the past generation or two from their current current perspective and throw it out. You can't do that.
His tweet came on a day where Jeb Stuart High School renamed itself, or, well, I guess the high school, it was Fairfax County, renamed it to Justice High School. By the way, we'll talk to Elizabeth Schultz about that at 8:15 this morning, who has, I'm sure, has some reactions about that. And then the president tweeting a couple minutes later after that about Ed Gillespie again. He wrote, "Ed Gillespie will be a great governor of Virginia. His opponent doesn't even show up to meetings or work and will be very weak on crime."
Yeah, and it's what's interesting is Ed Gillespie has kind of shied away from that Trump connection a little bit. I think he's trying to play, you know, for the people who are a little bit more moderate, who maybe aren't super Trump supporters, and as well as the people who are Trump supporters. So he's trying to walk that line, and I think it's a very difficult line to walk. But honestly, I think the president coming out and throwing his support behind Ed Gillespie is a great thing. I think it's really good.
Northam's response to all of this, the campaign moved swiftly to tweet. He responded to the president. And said, "I served 8 years in the Army, took care of sick kids, and running to build a more inclusive Virginia. Don't talk to me about showing up." So, and by the way, he didn't say it in that tone. He's got that like very soft, very like, "I served 8 years." I can't even do it, but it's kind of an impressive delivery by Ralph Northam. Anyway, that's what's going on. And by the way, Northam is attacking Ed Gillespie for not being tough enough on gangs, apparently, which is kind of a hilarious turn considering Gillespie's been so aggressive on Ralph Northam about MS-13. So we'll see. Ed Gillespie up 8 points, according to that Hampton University polling.
6:50 on WMAL.
Some of Virginia's worst criminals had their rights restored because of Ralph Northam's risky policy. Northam supported the automatic restoration of rights for violent felons and sex offenders, making it easier for them to obtain firearms and serve on juries. One of these felons was a convicted child molester. John Bowen had his rights restored 2 months after being found with one of the largest child pornography collections in Virginia's history. 43 prosecutors, Republicans, Democrats, and independents opposed Ralph Northam's risky policy. Now, Virginia law enforcement is supporting Ed Gillespie for governor. Gillespie has been endorsed by 65 sheriffs, the Virginia Fraternal Order of Police, and the Virginia Police Benevolent Association. Virginia law enforcement knows that Ed Gillespie will get tough on crime and keep your family safe. Ed Gillespie for a safer, stronger Virginia.
I'm Ed Gillespie, candidate for governor, and I paid for and authorized this ad.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and believe it or not, Thanksgiving and the holidays will be here in the blink of an eye. So is your home ready for entertaining your family and friends? Listen, don't be embarrassed by dirty carpets. Just call Zero Res, and they'll have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Stop putting it off any longer. Now is the time. They've done it for me, and let me tell you, Zero Res Clean is the best. Zero Res will have your old dirty carpets looking new again. And don't spend all that money replacing your carpets when all you need is a Zero Res Clean. Stains and odors from the kids or pets will be gone forever. Allergens and mold will be removed so you can breathe easier again. Don't have carpets? That's no problem. A Zero Res Clean can also work wonders on hardwood floors, tile, and grout. Call Zero Res right now and ask for the WMAL special. Get 3 rooms of carpets clean for just $159 plus a hallway clean for free. Or for limited time only, get 25% off any other Zero Res cleaning. Minimums apply. Call 703-382-1221. That's 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDC.com. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the same. Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
What if hiring could be easier, less time-consuming, with more qualified candidates and faster results? What if hiring could be smarter? Thanks to ZipRecruiter, it can be. With one click, post your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, so you don't spend time wondering where the right candidates are searching. Then ZipRecruiter uses its smart matching technology to scan millions of active resumes and notify the most qualified candidates to apply for your job. And the ZipRecruiter dashboard makes it easy to review, rate, and contact candidates, all in one place. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter makes it simple for growing businesses of all sizes to hire the right people, no matter the industry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you the results you need. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
6:53, let's see how your money is doing. Here's John Lesher at the CNBC News Desk. And good morning, John.
Good morning, Mary. The futures are in the green this morning. Look for stocks to move higher today, especially in the tech sector after blowout earnings late Thursday. The Commerce Department releases a report on third quarter gross domestic product today. It's the first of three estimates of how the U.S. economy performed in the July to September period. iPhone 10 pre-orders began today on the heels of a report that iPhone 8 sales are the weakest for any new Apple phone in recent years. But a report says demand exceeded supply within minutes and that it could now take up to a month to fill those new orders. Walmart will start using robots to check store aisles to see which items need to be restocked, saying robots will do a better job than humans. And Nike will open up 5,000 yoga studios nationwide where it can sell its yoga gear. John Lesher, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL.
Save money on your mortgage today. Call Network Capital. Network Capital is the name you can trust. And with rates like 3.125% with an APR of 3.26% on a 15-year fixed mortgage, you can't afford not to see what you can save. Call Network Capital today. 800-700-8068. They're a direct lender, so it's their own money they're lending, making the process fast, simple, and secure. And if you're consolidating debt, making home improvements, purchasing rental properties, or just trying to build wealth, Network Capital has a program for you. Call 800-700-8068 today for a 15-year fixed mortgage of 3.125% with an APR of 3.26%. Network Capital is the sponsor of the Mortgage Radio Show, Saturdays at 1 p.m. here on WMAL. Call them today, 800-700-8068.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. An equal housing lender. Stated rate subject to change and may not be available at commitment or lock-in. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-700-8068 for additional cost information.
6:55 now WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In some areas, we just catch a break on our Friday mornings. That's what we have on Virginia's 95. No major problems coming through Stafford up through to the Beltway. Little bit of volume over the Occoquan. Now, where we do have problems is Maryland 95 trying to push into Laurel with the crash. Still with two right lanes blocked. So southbound 95. I'm seeing delays now before you even get to Route 32, the crash before 198. That's the scene of the heavy delays in the crash activity. In on 50, no problems through Annapolis and Bowie. It's still slow, though, through Chevrolet near 202. To merge onto inbound New York, Kenilworth Avenue had the crash before the split. Still seeing some of that activity. And once on New York Avenue, have a report of a stalled car before you get to Bladensburg Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a looking Friday. Milder air and rain by tomorrow night, and it looks like a rainy Sunday. Clear sky with high clouds this morning. Sun and high clouds this afternoon. Frost advisories will go away this morning. 69 this afternoon. Tonight, 52. Tomorrow, 71 with increasing clouds. Rain coming in tomorrow night. Sunday, cloudy, rainy, maybe some gusty winds. Maybe some heavy rain. Highs in the upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, it is 45 degrees at 6:56. And this traffic and weather is brought to you by RE/MAX Allegiance.
This is Vince Colonnaise. If you're planning to sell your home, call Frank Prindle. With more than 25 years delivering top dollar to his clients and his promise of a guaranteed sale, I trust Frank, and so should you. Go to itrustfrank.com. That's itrustfrank.com.
Oh, here's a good Friday topic to talk about. Psycho kids! Because, you know, there's always that one kid that you look at in the neighborhood and you're like, oh yeah, that kid's gonna, we're gonna
be seeing. Psycho kids?
Yeah, you're gonna read his name in the police log in a couple of years.
Uh-oh.
Well, a new study coming out of London, researchers at University College London in the UK recruited 92 boys ages 11 to 16, and they did a study on how social reactions as an adolescent can predict later behavior. Now, about two-thirds of the participants that they recruited for this have been diagnosed with what's called disruptive behaviors or callous and unemotional traits, also referred to as CU traits.
So they had a very concentrated group of people here.
Yes. And they said, now they say CU traits and disruptive behavior have been previously linked to an increased risk of developing psychopathy.
Okay.
Now, for their experiment, they used brain scans to measure the activity of all the participants, and all of them were exposed to sounds of both fake and real laughter and occasionally interspersed with crying to see what the brain waves do.
Yeah.
While listening to the noises, they were then asked to rate on a 7-point scale the degree to which they believe the laughs they heard were genuine and to the extent at which they were emotionally affected. The kids who demonstrated both the risk factors of disruptive behavior or callous and unemotional traits were reported less of an urge to laugh with the others than those who were believed to have one or neither. So you have zero sense of humor as a kid. Like, you're not laughing when everybody else is laughing. Mom and dad might want to take a second glass at you because you might be that kid.
So if you're the only person in the room for whom laughter is not contagious, there's a chance you're a psychopath.
Yes. You're the kid who pulls the wings off flies probably at some point, right? They say, now it is not appropriate.
Well, then it becomes a walk. Obviously, you're helping evolution along.
While it is not appropriate to label children psychopaths, as psychopathy is a personality disorder experienced by adults, the signs can be detected at an early age, according to the senior author of
this
study.
This is a good sign for us, Mary, because if there was any concern whatsoever that we were psychopaths, the fact is, I mean, at least in my case, I can't help but laugh at literally everything. So
is there any,
I'm doing all right.
I want to see the study about people who make really weird puns, like really bad puns. and really bad alliterative jokes.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see.
If we track one of those guys down,
those
we should
people.
Ask them. Yeah,
I want to know what's wrong
Here's
with those
Johnny.
People.
Yeah.
All right, Vince, tell them what's coming up on WMAL. Besides more bad puns.
Well, remember the FBI not giving enough answers on anything. Paul Ryan promising actually that may all change very soon.
And, you know, this big thing in Hollywood with all these women saying they've been sexually harassed, people are still ignoring Corey Feldman.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.